Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, daf Yud Zayin. Today is a jam-packed daf, a lot to say, and we'll do what we can in the limited time that we have, but we do our best here as we are in the last week of Seder Moed, Yerushalmi, Meseches Moed Katan. Says the Gemara, we are on Tez Zayin of a base towards the bottom. We're talking about issues of Avelis, when does Avelis start, and the different stages of Avelis. The last point that we made was issues of Mashlim Imahim. If somebody is a comes from afar, you know, what is the halacha? Does he join? Does he not join? And the end we spoke about depends who he is. If he's the Gadol HaMishpacha, whether he has independence or not, which we said is complicated for halacha lemaisa. Poskim have different views in terms of how do they look at Gadol HaMishpacha v'chul. Okay, so we're at the bottom of Yutez Zayin Amid Abe. Sorry, Harisha Malicha Nasumi Makom Makom. What happens if there's a body that is exhumed and taken from place to place, or not, I'm sorry, we're going to get to that. But this is just a body that has been taken from one place to another place to be buried. So what is the halacha? Not everyone is going to be going to the Levaya. The Levaya is outside. Beish could go in Elaine, the Kavre, but Beish Shari, like those that are buried in Beish Shari. Some shades Beish Shari, rather, Kavre to Eda says, Shem Makom. The Pnei Moshe here says it's Beit Sha'arim, people who were the minhag even then, and it's quoted in the Gemara in the Bavli also, I think it was Sefes Megillah, that the minhag was, that even people who lived at Chutz La'aretz, the minhag then was to be buried sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, so they brought them to Beit Sha'arim to be buried. There are ancient cemeteries there. So, Kod Elin, the Kabbe Shari, so is Tani, one Brisa says, right, there were some Avelim stayed at home, and some Avelim went with the body to bury it. So one brisa says, "Is tani tani elu shekan monin mishi yatzah hames ve elu shesham monin mishi yistamagola." One brisa says, "Well, one of them, the people who stayed home, start avelus once the mace leaves, right? What's the what like we had in yesterday's daf when nimsar la rabim or nimsar la katafim, right? Once the they have nothing." No more involvement with the mace than the Avelis starts. And the other, and the other people that went, they start Avelis only Mishiyasta Magolo. Is Tani Tani. And others say, no, Elu Ve'elu Monim Mishiyasta Yisase Magolo. And others say, no, everything starts later. Everything starts later Mishiyasa Magolo. Even the ones that aren't involved in the burial anymore. So Machlokas and Bryces. So the Gemara says, maybe there's no Machlokas. Maybe he's talking about two different cases. It Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Akol Holich Acher Gadol HaMishpacha. It depends where the Gadol HaMishpacha is. Did he stay home or did he go? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon Rav Asi Lachumran. And either way, depending where Gadol HaMishpacha is, you only follow him Lachumra to have a longer Avelis. What does that mean? Ma'o Chumran, Ima Gadol HaMishpacha Kan. If the Gadol HaMishpacha stayed and didn't go with the mace, so then Elu Shakan Monim Shiatsa Mace. The ones that are home, meaning with the Gadol HaMishpacha, they start right away, right where the mace goes out. And the ones that went with the body start Mishisasa Magolo. Meaning you don't say the people that went follow the Gadol HaMishpacha and have a shorter Avelis, because they started earlier. That you don't say. Meaning you only say it L'chumra. And that's the first Brisa. In my Gadol HaMishpacha Sham, but if the Gadol HaMishpacha is the, what went along with the niftar to bury, so that everyone, even the ones that stayed home, don't finish their avelis, don't start their avelis. Sounds like until after mishiyasasem hagolo. Sounds like so they have longer than shiva. Do they start avelis right away, and then mishiyasem hagolo just means they have to restart counting mishiyasem hagolo, right? Or does it mean that they don't have any avelis? Until then, that's a discussion in the Achronim. How do you understand that this line of a delayed, according to the Yerushalmi? And again, like we said, the Bavli has a different view of Gadol Habayis and Gadol HaMishpacha, how the Poskim take that also is different shittas in the Poskim Halacha Lemaisa in terms of, like we said, often let's say an elderly spouse will stay and with some siblings and the other siblings will go and then they'll come back. How you determine the Avelis, post companions about about that. Kadar Gamliel Zuka, like the following, in the case of Gamliel Zuka, Demachas Achsei, his sister died. Salak Hillel Achua Imei, the brother Hillel went along. Amalei, Mana told him, keep me, Ad Gadol Mishpacha, because you're the Gadol Mishpacha, Kate Salak Gavachuch, when you come back to your brother, Havishalof Sadulach, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. And what is that? To show, Chaim Kanievsky says, to show that now Avelis is starting, right? Like the last, the second, possibility of the Brisa, that everybody goes Bishiyasas and Magolel. So that's what he is, that's the pshat there of Chaim Kanievsky says. Mashpesh Rav Mana Amar Leila Hillel, Kishetachser Eitzal Achicha, Oz Tatchil Linhog Avelis, Pirish, Vehem Yimnu Imcha. Vehem Yimnu Imcha. That's his, possibility. Period. Harei Shemefan, and also Mikever Lekever. What happens if in the middle of Shiva, they have to move the body from one place to another, Bifad and Mikever Lekever. So they're in the middle of Shiva, they're on day 4, and then there's a new burial. So do you start again? Because Shiva always goes from the moment of Kvura. So here again, Bizman Hazeh, it's somewhat unusual. We'll see why this might come up. But is Tani Tani Mishisasama Golel Arishon? Some say you go by the first Golel, you go by the first Kvura. Even though there's a second Kvura, you go by the first Kvura. Is Tani Tani Mishisasama Golel Asheni? And others say that you go by the second Kvura. So what's the Halachas Reb Yonah, Havile, we'll see, what the Chilukim are. Reb Yonah, let's first do the Gemara, and then we'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Reb Yonah, Havilei Uvda, it happened to him. Shol Rabbi Chananya Chavrin Derabanan. He asked Rabbi Chananya what to do. So Amalei Bishisa Samagola Harishon. So Rabbi Chananya told him, you go after the first one, after the first Stima Sagola. We haven't mentioned, but there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. In the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, what exactly does Stima Sagolel mean? Does it mean the finishing of the burial, which we've been understanding it, or does it mean when you put the cover of the coffin on? So machlok is there, Rashi and Tosfos. But we'll go with the burial. Shabbi says, Gola Rishon. So Rabbi Chananya says that if there's a burial in the middle of Shiva, you still start, keep counting Shiva from the first. Rabbi Yirmiya, Havile Uvda. Rabbi Yirmiya happened to him. Shal Rabbi Zohra, he asked Rabbi Zohra, Shal Rabbi Zohra, Rabbi Amir Zohra, then when he asked Rabbi Ami, Amalei, Bishi says, Gola Sheni. So Rabbi Ami says, you have to the second Kvura. Asa l'gabe Rabbi Yirmiya, who got this psak of Rabbi Zohra to go after the second Golel, goes back to Rabbi Chanina, who gave him the other psak of you go after the first Golel. Amar Lei, and Rabbi Chanina answers him, l'chumra hori l'cha. They just gave you an extra chumra psak. Meaning really, he goes after the first one. Goes after the first one. Why they tell you to go after the second one? So it's extra chumra. It's not me'ikar hadin. You don't have to really, you only have to start from the first one. So the Gemara says though, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Travayon Amrin, Hadadat Amar, when do we even say, when is there a shita that you would go by the second one? Bitoch Shiva. That's only if you're in the middle of Shiva, and then the Kvura takes place, so it's a Hemshech of the Shiva. Avala Acher Shiva, if they already set Shiva, it's on day 10 now, and now there's a reburial, so that we discussed earlier, Likarat Samos. Right? Then, Avalachar Shiva, Kfar Ovar HaEvel, the Evel already stopped, there's no more Shiva, and therefore there's not going to be a continuation. Even according to the opinion that says you go from the Evel, from the Stima Sagol HaSheni, that's only if it's in the middle of Shiva, but not a new. And also, Bishar also died to Lefanoso. And it's only, the only possibility to go after the second one is, if you always had in mind, if they knew they were going to rebury, they were going to exhume and rebury. Because then you could say, that the Shiva really didn't, yeah, it'd be Noah Gavelis, but if you know you're gonna rebury soon, we'll see, then the Shiva didn't really start yet. If you didn't know, and if it's a surprise, Mishi says a Golel Rishon, then you don't change anything. It goes by the first Golel. Like the following, Kahadog Gamliel Dikunse, Kavrune Bursoi Gabon, the case of Gamliel Dikunse, that's his name, that's his place. They buried the Bursoi buried him. In the Bursa, Basa Tlasa Yomen, after 3 days, Imlichun, Mechzer Yaseh, they decided, no, we can send him back to where he's supposed to be. Send him back to his burial place, his plot. As v'shalom Rabbi Simon, they asked Rabbi Simon, Amalur Rabbi Simon, B'shir Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mikima, Shalom Nechta, Netatem, Daitachem, Lefanoso, because you didn't know. You thought he was going to be with the Bursai forever. Because you didn't know, Mishisas Magol HaRishon, it goes by the Golel, Harishon, as we said, so it's only the Golel Hasheni if it's in the middle of Shiva and it is known beforehand. Continuing, Yeshua Achui Didorai Havile. The Yeshua, brother of Doroi, Havile Uvda, also something happened like this. Asa Shalom Rabbi Yavo, they asked Rabbi Yavo, Amale, Mishithazam, a Golel Hasheni. He said, you go after the Golel Hasheni. Amale Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. Imcha Yisi, what do you mean? I was with you. Vishaltini Rabbi Avduma. And we asked Rabbi Avduma, Dibin Chaifa, Amar, Mishithazam, a Golel Rishon. I was with you when we asked our Rebbe. And he said, by the first Golel Rishon, Amarle, he says, Analo Shamis, I did not hear that. In Shamis, Puk Fahori. If you heard that, okay, I didn't, know, but, I trust you, so go paskin that way. Okay, so this is the sugya of a second burial. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Hei Gimel, that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about when does Avela start. Meimasach Chala Avelos and Sifalef, Mishenikbar, Vinigmar, Stimasakever Ba'afar. Right, that's what we paskin. We paskin, when does Avela start? When do you go from Aninus to Avelos? When the completion of the Kever. Ba'afar. Miyad Maskal Avelos. Uma'ativ Rosho. Then you could do Atifas Arosh even in the cemetery. Avaleno Cholitz Bin Allah Ashiyakila Beso. The Shulchan Aruch says, but you don't take off your shoes until you get home. Ramban, v'yachshav, no'agim lachlos, min al-achar simas ha'golam miyad. We paskin, you change your shoes. That we do. Right? We do the shura right after the kvura, and the aval changes his shoes right there. Hagad, the Ramah says, ha'yisar v'shisim ha'kever v'hitchil is abel v'yachar kach nodol shetah. What happens if you thought simas ha'kever was at 10 in the morning and really he started avelos, then it was later. So you have to start again. Start again. It's like the Gemara talks about if somebody tears kriya. After they heard about somebody who the relative who died, and then they find out later that he didn't die then, but now he died. So you have to tear kriya again, right? The kriya does not work. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, ein mefanen es hameis bikever lekever, right? Im mefanen es hameis bikever lekever. If you change the burial, im kavru bekever rishon al daslios kaver shem alamis. If you bury somebody, you thought they're going to be buried there forever. Ela shachar kach nimluchu lefanosu misham, but then they change their mind. Ein modern lo elamishi mishi cover bekever harishon. You start from the T1 afilipinu toch zayin. Even if it's during shiva, if they didn't think that they were going to be moved beforehand, ava. What if they knew that there's a possibility, but they didn't think it was like in reality? What if an enemy has the person? If nisyashu milakavro, that's also a question. Avalim betchila kavro al das lefanoso. But if then originally they buried al das to move him, kishi is damin lahem when they can maschilan avelus miyad, that it starts miyad. Vim pinu toch shiva chozer monim shikaver sheinus, they have to start shiva again. Lachar, that would be the case. Vim lo pinu alachar shiva kfar over avelusam the ein misablim alav pamacheres. You don't have another avelus. Vim betchila idad lefanoso misham toch shiva ein maschilan lebrosat shikaver bekever hasheini. Okay, so that's some of the cases. Says the Shulchan Aruch later on, the case that I was just talking about. Haruge Malchus, Shemanich Mosoli Kaver, Meimasai Maschil Masaba Alehem, Velimno Shivo Shloshim, right, where people who are taken by an enemy, when does Shiva start? Mishinis Yaashu, Lisho Lamelech Lekavran. When you give up hope from asking, Viava Bishlonis Yashu Miligravosam, right, even though you're not asking, though you hope to eventually get it back at some point, but you still, would do Shiva. So would do Shiva right then. Okay. A lot more there, but we continue. Says the Gemara, here we go. Minayin lo'ava benatara Shiva. How do you know Avelos Shiva? How do you know Avelos Shiva? So again, most Rishonim, all Rishonim, Kibat, don't say Avelos is 7 days. Right? Some Rishonim say that there is no Avelos Daraisa. Right? Some Bali Tosfos say there's no Avelos Daraisa. The Rush, quotes, but some Rishonim, the Rambam, we've had, the Rif, and others say Avelos first day. Is Daraisa. First day is Daraisa. Where do you know that from? So either you know that from Tumas Kohanim, where the Rambam writes that in one place. Tumas Kohanim is the mitzvah of Avelos, right? That's, you know, even for Tumas Kohanim, which is so chamor for a Kohen to become Tumas Meis, he's still allowed to and have to, we paskin have to, be betame for his relatives. So that shows the chumra of Avelos. That's, day one makar. The other makar is by Aaron HaKohen. The Rambam quotes that in the beginning of Hilchos Avelos, you know, a different marker, not, he quotes both in the Mishnah Torah, right? In Hilchos Avelos, beginning of Hilchos Avelos, he quotes, Mitzvah Avelos Avelos Krovim Shenemar V'achalti Chatas Hayom Hayita Beni Hashem, meaning that, he quotes that marker, but in, and even later on, he quotes Kama Chamor, Kama Chamor, that's Perek Beis Halachavav. Kama Chamura Mitzvah Zavel, and he quotes the reflection of that from Tumas Kohanim. So he does quote both, but in Sefer Mitzvahs, he quotes it from Tumas Kohanim. But that's day one. Day one. So the Gemara here is asking, how do you know Avelus is 7 days? So that Shiva, according to everyone, is going to be Drabbanan. So it's a remez. How do you know what's the remez for Shiva being 7 days? So the Gemara is going to quote six, no less than six opinions here for the remez. Minayin lava manatora Shiva. How do you know that? Says the number one, Vayas lava Avel Shivas Yamim. Right? You count, they said the brothers set Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. 7 days. Then the Yerushalmi says, right, this is one of the most famous, if you say there's a famous line of the Yerushalmi, so this is the most famous because there's a huge discussion in all the Achronim on this line. This is the Yerushalmi, definitely the most well-known line of the Yerushalmi in Meseches Moed Katan, I think, in my subjective opinion, but again, we'll make it famous right now. Could you learn halacha from before Maimed Har Sinai, from before Matan Torah? What do you mean? Right, so the Gemara rejects this, that possibility of the learning from the brothers. Again, it's a remes. It's not a, maybe it's the, some say that the Rabbanan, were misakein Shiva. Right, that's what also the Rambam's Lashon in, beginning of Hilchis, Avelus says the Rambam, Aval Shara Shiva Einan Din Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun L'Am Yisrael, Shiva Simei Avelus V'Shiva Simei Mishteh. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so some say, the Karban Eidi here says, if we didn't find a remez in the Torah for 7 days of Shiva, we wouldn't have made be masakin imid rabbanan. The other got the Shiva, you may have ilus drabbanan. Mikom akom, we love dematzu chachamim smach min haTorah min amikra lohayu masakinim. So that's what he says. So it has to be some type of basis in the Torah. So the Gemara says, can you learn from before Maimon Har Sinai? So all the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks a lot about this. The Maritz Chayis talks about this. In Moed Katan, big sugya, do you learn halacha from before Matan Torah? Remember, Lavan, lo yasa kein bib kamenu, laseis hatsi'u lefnei abachira, right? Do you learn, about bris milah, zriza magdima la mitzvahs? Do you learn that from before, Maimon Har Sinai? So there's a big discussion of that. If you look in, the Meshech Chachma also discusses this on this pasuk in Vayechi. Vayasa lo ve'evel shavas yamin, Yerushalmi Moed Katan. Darshu Shivas Yimei Avelus, Vahainu. So then he has a different shot. He says, L'chol, what was the, who is, V'yasla Aviv Avel? He says, the Mitzriim that were leaving at that moment from, where they were, so they were gonna be Noheg Avelus. L'chol Chel Parosh, Elo Yachlo Avor Be'eretz Acheres, Kamo Besus Rechlo Parashim. They had to go back. Ula did too Ave. Like Rava says, Mahadrapai, like when you turn away, like we had at the beginning of our daf. Lachain asu evel, dilu two commotionista magolel. V'lachain amru aval kavizel mitzrayim. Dilu lebanav. For Yaakov's sons, this wasn't avelus anyway. They were continuing, the burial didn't happen yet. Adayin lochayla avelus arakvura, right? So he knows the whole sugya is different there. This was avelus before they buried. So how can you even learn this for our kvura? For our avelus, v'lachain shav, achrei kavras aviv. The Chulu, so the Meshech Chachma continues that this whole thing is not real Avelus, anyway, so don't get so excited that this is a real, Makkah. But again, it's a remez of 7 days of mourning at some point, so that's how the Rabbanan war Misaki. Good. The Rambam himself quotes this, and he quotes a different line, again, then we'll have to continue, and we'll see if this time the Rambam says, how could, so Shiv is only Drabbanan. The Rambam asks on himself, doesn't it say in the Torah, they said Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. It was before the burial. Okay. Notwithstanding all the questions. The Rambam said, no, you can't learn from there. Why? Nitzna Torah v'nischat shalacha. When the Torah was given, Torah and halacha was renewed. Meaning, the source of our halachic mesorah is Maimon Har Sinai, not beforehand. And that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin on Daf Kuf, where the Rambam emphasizes this Iker HaGadol Hazeh, that we don't learn from before Maimon Har Sinai in terms of halacha. The reason we do Bris Milah, the reason we do Gid HaNasha is from Har Sinai, not because of any before. So we'll see if we have time to get back to that sugya. But it's a big topic. Number two, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Zohar, Shem Olam Anadah. You learn Avelus from this. U'Pesach Al-Boi Teishu Yomam V'Layla. Shivas Yamim, at the doorway of the Ol Moed, right, the Kohanim, when they were Luim, they should stay in the Mishkan for 7 days. Ushmartim is Mishbaris Hashem. and they shall guard. They shall guard the Mishberes Hashem. Right? Like, what does that mean? Kishem Shashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Allah Olam Moshiva. Just like Hashem guarded and his world for 7 days. What does that mean? Guarded. He's Shomer. He guarded. He didn't leave a remes to Avelus. We'll see what that's talking about. Just like Hashem did it. Kachatem Shimru Alachechem Shema. So too for your brother. Even though the brother didn't die yet, right? He didn't get to the Yubi Amashmini yet. This was the 7 days before that. But it's a remez. It's a remez to 7 days the Kohanim staying put. Where did Hashem sit Shiva? Hashem sat for his Olam? The following. By 7 days, it says by the Parshas Noach, another 7 days, and Hashem brought the Mabel. What were those 7 days? So we were familiar with Rashi, the second day the Gemara is going to quote it here, that, it was the 7 days of Mesushetla, of Shiva for Mesushelach, so it was covered for him. But this day holds not that way. What do you mean? Hashem set Shiva for the world as he was going to destroy the world. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, do you set Shiva before the death? So the Gemara says, yeah, if you know about it. A human being that does not know when a person is going to die, he can't sit Shiva until after the death. But Hashem knows. So he knows he's about to destroy the world. So he says beforehand. So Hashem also knew about Nadav and Aviyu. So that's why he told the Kohanim to sit for 7 days beforehand. Right, if you know beforehand. But it's also discussed by in the story with David HaMelech, when Hashem said to David HaMelech that his son was going to die, and he sits on the floor, and he did the whole Avelis, and then after the son dies, he gets up and he takes a shower. So again, there goes a Navi, Hashem told him. So it's interesting. If the whole essence of Avelis really could be before death, it's just that we don't know about it, so it reflects that Avelis is not just about a reaction of pain, right, which actually could only come, you know, when mamish, the death happens. It's about evaluation. It's about learning what can I take from the niftar. The concept of having it beforehand reflects that. Okay, Istabai Memer and others say that this whole thing is not a makar. Why? Because Elo Shiva, you may have Lo Shamusu Shalach Hasadik, because it's the 7 days of Avelus, as Rashi quotes in Noach, for Musu Shalach. So then it's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you don't have the parallel to the Kohanim. Interesting, Musu Shalach Hasadik. Not too many people are called tzaddik in Chazal. Yosef at tzaddik. Binyamin is called Binyamin at tzaddik. And here, Mesushelach. Amar Voshia number 3. Kishem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem. Cause the oil of Hashem is on you. Shem and Mishchas, that's the beginning of that pasuk that we quoted before. With different drasha. Kishem Shinisra Visa B'Shem and Mishchal Kol Shiva. Just like you were moistened with the Shem and Mishchal, all 7. Kachatem Shimra Alachechem Kol Shiva. Okay, another mucker. Number 4. Rabbi Yevo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Al Nati Kameis, right? Aaron HaKohen says to Moshe, Daven for Miriam, don't let her be like dead. A Mitzorah is like dead. Tisager. And the answer that Hashem gives is, let her be closed. So you have the word mace there, and Tisager is a remez to a muskar, a Mitzorah. Ma Yimei Amei Shiva, just like the days of death are Shiva. Af Yimei Hesker Shiva, just like Yimei Hesker. So again, the look in the Girsa, the carbonate that flips the Girsa. Which seems to flow better for us. Ma'yimei Hesker Shiva, Avyimei Amei Shiva. Right? You skip the, flip the Girsa because that's what we're comparing to. Just like Mitzorah Muskar is Muskar for 7 days, so too Shiva is also 7 days. Gemara says, Chad Barebi Amar Chada, Derebi Yochanan, Kumi Der Shemen Lakish, Volkabi Lavoi. Right, this last statement was in the, this last suggestion, number 4, was the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish heard this and said, it can't be. But look how low he was, because I have a different statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Hacha Avelah Lahesker, right? Miriam Hanaviyah, she had Mitzorah. What was her Tzaras? She had Tzaras. What type of Tzaras, Mitzorah was she considered? We know there's Mitzorah Musgar and Mitzorah Muchlat. Mitzorah Musgar, that he comes to the Kohen. Unclear whether this is going to turn into Tzaras or not. He puts her away for 7 days. He puts the Mitzorah away for 7 days. Comes back a week later. A Muchlat has no time period. A mukhlat could be, you know, right away you make him a mitzorah, and then for it could be for weeks, for months, for years. So was this comparison of to Miriam only works if Miriam is a mitzorah muskar, because a mitzorah muskar has 7 days. So Reish Lakish says, hacha v'lehesker, here, according to this makar that you just quoted, Miriam like a mitzorah muskar, v'hacha, but I have another a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, who v'lehechlet, he made Miriam into a mitzorah mukhletes. Because the following, Alnati Kames, Mayimei HaMeis Enam Olim, what is that drasha? That compares Mitzora to a mace, just like the mace, if somebody is a Nazir, and then they have to, they become Tamei Mace in the middle. Some Tumas Mace of a Nazir knocks out the whole counting. But other types of Tumas Mace, described in Masechet Nazirus, other types, just means he becomes Tamei, and those days don't count for his Nazirus, but it doesn't ruin the whole Nazirus. Doesn't mean he has to restart. So regarding those days, Rabbi Yochanan says, just like those days don't count, so if Mehechlet Enam Olim, so Mehechlet don't count. See, therefore you see in that drasha, Miriam is compared to a Mitzora Mukhletes. So Reish Lakish does not like this state, this suggestion of Rabbi Yochanan, for the Makar for Shiva. So that one's knocked out. So let's go to number five. Reish Lakish has his own day. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Ben Chanina. B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shem ben Lakish. V'yitvi mei B'Chiyah, Eval Moshe. The days of Avelos of Moshe, crying of Moshe ended. So we darshid, Yemei Shiva, B'Chi Shnayim. Right, the first 2 days of Shiva have a special status, as we saw yesterday. Avel Shloshim. Right, Avel is a remnant to Shloshim. This to Mechavan and some flipped. Yemei Shnayim, B'Chi Shiva, Avel Shloshim. Okay, that's number five. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Another Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, B'Shem, Rabbi Yudin Nasaya, V'Fachli Chageichem Le'Evel. The Pasuk, in Amos, I will flip your holidays to mourning. Ma Yimei Achag Shiva, Af Yimei Avel Shiva. Just like the, this we already had in Moed Katan. Just like the days of Yatif are 7 days. So Eva will be Shiva. So we compare the two. Amar Rabbi Amir Rabbi Chiya Barba. 1 second. How do you know Chag is 7 days? Oh my, Yimei Achag Shmona is in Sukkot 8 days. So maybe that's what's being referred to by Amos. Just like Sukkot is 8 days, Avimei Eva Shmona. So to Avelus should be 8 days. Amar Le, no Shmini Regal B'Fnei Atzmo. No Shmini Atzeres is a Yontif by itself. So don't compare. Somewhere says, oh really? It's a 1 day. Yimei Atzeres Yom Echad Afa Avol Yom Echad. So why don't you say compare? Avelis to Shvuis or Shemini Atzeres, Amalei Mikan L'Shmua Rechoka. We do have. We use both. We use both 1 and 7. From well, the 1 day is a Shmua Rechoka. If somebody hears about it, something after 30 days, after about our loss of a relative. For Tani Kane, Shmua Krova Yesh L'Shiva U'Shloshim. Shmua Krova you hear within 30 days. Shiva and Shloshim Rechoka in L'Shiva U'Shloshim. And the Gemara actually has a couple of opinions. What is Krova? What is Rechoka? Is Tani Tani Shmua Krova B'Toch Shloshim Rechoka Lachar Shloshim? You hear about the Avelus within 30 or after 30. Is Tani Tani Shmua Krova B'Toch Shnei Masach Chodesh Rechoka Lachar Shnei Masach Chodesh? A different day. Krova is within a year. Rabbi Yevob, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kedivra Misha Omer Shmua Krova B'Toch Shloshim Rechoka Lachar Shloshim. We paskin Shloshim is the key. The Gemara asked the following fascinating questions. Harisha Shabbat, Shemes Lo Meis Beregal, a person hears about a relative that he died on Yantif, which is within 30 days. Well, let's speak, you may regal and say such a Shabbat Lo Shloshim, but there's no Avelis on Yantif. So Avelis is going to start after Yantif, and by the time after Yantif comes, it's after 30 days. Is that called Krova or Rechoka? Chavraya Ami Mikiva Shabbat B'tok Shloshim, Mona Shiva Alacha Shloshim. It's called Krova. It's called Krova, says Chavraya. I'm going to learn Yosi now. No, it's considered, you only start afterwards. That's called Rechoka. Similar question. Not exactly the same, but similar. Ravidi, the case of Moshe Rabbi Yochanan, boss, lo shmua krova b'shabbos. Day 30 is Shabbos. So there's no nihuke avelus b'farasiyah. You know, there's no kvura. The kvura already happened already. But they heard about the Shmua, so there's no Nihukim that really start until tonight. Basla Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. The Korea L'machru M'Sabah. So Kriya for sure can't be done on Shabbos. So what happens? He does Kriya the next day, and he starts Avelis the next day. So again, it's called a Krova. Amar of Chananya, Eino M'Sabah. Rabbi Chananya says, no, there's no Avelis. Mashma, there's Kriya, but there's no Avelis, because it's called Rechoka for that. So Amar Rabbi Mana, Yesh Kriya below evil. Do you have that? Could you have Kriya without Avelos? Is called Kriya for the Shmua Krova, but there's no Avelos. The Gemara says, yeah. Shilalav Valimo, Filachar Kama Chayav L'Kroa. If you hear about a parrot, even years later, there's a Chiyav of Kriya, even though there's no Avelos there. So yes, we would have that in that case as well. You have the possibility of Kriya without Avelos. You have it by strangers too. Sometimes there's a Chiyav to be Korea for a Gadol Ador, for a Rebbe, so you can have Kriya there even without Avelos. You have that the possibility. But Ada Afilu Lachar Kamashanim for a parent even after many years, Korea. Ulukoliamal Acha Yud Beis Chodesh Shinim Misabel. Right, even the most the widest shita of Shmuel Rechoka is 12 months. And for sure you don't have avelos there. So therefore, we would say here too, it's a possibility of having kriya, even though there is no avelos that we would have here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We're going to continue next time with, misablim imo. What about for, if one of your relatives is sitting shiva, so are there any nihugi avelos? We'll see that. Bizman Azed, we don't have any of that. Bizman Azed, the Ramah says we don't do that. But in terms of the Gemara and what's according to Shulchan Aruch, we will see. Okay, let's stop here.